This is American Roots from New Orleans. Imagine a train, the Memphis Mail, running from Memphis to Amarillo, Texas in the early 1920s, roaring majestically down the tracks. A young folklorist named Bill Ferris recorded this tune about the train in 1968 as played by Scott Dunbar of Lake Mary, Mississippi. Now, many years later, after teaching Southern cultural history and serving as the chairman of the National Endowment for the Humanities, Bill Ferris looks back at his work documenting African American music and visual arts in his native Mississippi.
The blues delivers the deepest emotional traumas of losing the person you love most deeply and suffering, loneliness, and isolation. No other music does this with such power, and it's a universally felt message.
Bill Ferris on the powers and pleasures of the blues and gospel and fife and drum music all coming up. We'll also hear music from guitarist Mississippi Fred McDowell and a song of his played by the Rolling Stones, plus the New Orleans jazz trumpet of Kermit Ruffins and the rockabilly beat of Dale Hawkins. Right now, the Memphis Mail keeps rolling down the tracks in the hands of the late guitarist Scott Dunbar on American Roots.
Cars and jumped in St. Louis. Jones, he was a mighty man, but now he's resting in the promised land. The kind of music he could understand was an eight-wheel driver under his command. He made a freight train boogie all the time. He made a freight train boogie and he rolled down the line. Ringing the bell, everybody along the line could tell. Casey Jones, he was a coming to town on a 6-8 wheeler that was burning the ground. He made the freight train boogie all the time. He made the freight train boogie and he rolled down the line. Woo woo, wah wah. A brand new beat. When the freight train boogie got them on their feet, they played the freight train boogie all the time. They made the freight train boogie and it rolled down the line.
Iron Charlie Louvin. Brothers who sang sacred in country music from Sand Mountain, Alabama. They released Freight Train Boogie in 1960. The song was originally recorded in 1946 by another Alabama brother duo, Alton and Rabin Delmore, from Elkmont, Alabama, over near the Tennessee River. We also heard the vocals and quill playing of Henry Ragtime Texas Thomas's song of Train Traveling Freedom, Railroadin' Some, a 78 RPM record from 1929. And we began with the train song Memphis Mail by Scott Dunbar. Coming up, our interview with Bill Ferris, who recorded Scott Dunbar in the Mississippi Delta. Another tune in Dunbar's repertoire was Little Liza Jane. It was first heard sung by slaves as a melody from the West African song Fanga Alafia, later popularized in black and white minstrel shows, and finally, a country and jazz standard. We'll hear some of that, but first, Little Liza Jane, sung and played by Scott Dunbar. Thank you.
day. Oh, Lilasa, oh, Lilasa, Lilasa day. Oh, Lilasa, oh, Lilasa, Lilasa day.
Traveling on American Roots from New Orleans.
Lilasa day. Oh, Lilasa, Lilasa.
Orleans bon vivant trumpet player Kermit Ruffins.
Oh, Liza!
Kermit updating a traditional jazz sound on Little Liza Jane from his recording Big Butter and Eggman. And before that, a rockabilly take by the late Dale Hawkins, 1959. He's from the village of Goldmine, Louisiana. And Dale actually kind of struck gold with his best-known song, Susie Q, in 1957. I'm sure you know that one. We are back with country blues from Mississippi Fred McDowell and his fans, the Rolling Stones, when American Roots returns.